it's crazy I gotta make this video, you know, but I understand that some people are just ignorant, and ignorant isn't a bad thing. Ignorant just means you just don't know. It doesn't mean that you're stupid, you're dumb, you're just ignorant of that. You know, like if I didn't know it was raining outside today and I walked outside without a jacket, an umbrella, whatnot, that's just me being ignorant of the fact that it's raining outside. All right, so when I say people are ignorant of certain things, it's not a bad thing. So let me get out that out the way. I'm taking the time to explain myself because I know as in our community, a lot of things don't get explained. So people just take it at face value and just run with things, and it causes a whole bunch of mess. So let me break it down. I made a post yesterday about media platforms, blogs, podcasts in LA that artists should, you know, tap in with. I said, let's make this a thread, okay? And then my meme had limited space, so I can only name a few platforms. And the ones that I named just so happened to be ones on top of my head. It wasn't a list. It's not a top 10 list like, oh, these are the top. It's not that. It's not a list saying if you weren't on this up here on the meme that you don't count. It's not that. You know, the people who see the bigger picture, they understand and they know what's up. They understand it's a thread so that artists or entrepreneurs could save it, come back to and look and check out all the platforms. If you have a platform, drop your platform in the comments. That's what a thread is. It's a thread, so you could drop your platform. You could tag the platforms that we didn't mention. So when artists are ready to drop a project, drop a new single, and they need interviews or want to go on a press run, they could come back to the thread and see who they could tap in with. All right. Next thing, don't just go hitting all the platforms up like, oh, I need an interview, I need an interview, I need an interview. And you don't have a new project out, you don't have a new product out. You're just being greedy. Don't be greedy and selfish, man. There's too many people being greedy and selfish out here, and it's messing the game up. Don't be greedy and selfish, man. Don't hit these platforms up just for the sole purpose of you just want exposure. You want to feel good about yourself. All right. And understand that all these platforms, you know, it costs money to run these platforms. You know, it costs money to run Trap LA. You know, it costs money, you know, the office, computers, the internet service, the cameras, editing, graphic design, Adobe Suite. And that's just some of the microphones. Those are some of the things that cost. So it's not free to run a platform. So don't come to the platforms expecting that you're just going to get a free interview. What you should do is, like I always say, build a relationship with the platforms. Before you come to the platform asking for an interview, repost something that the platform is posting. Drop some comments. Like their, you know, follow them. Like their posts. Drop comments. You know, build a relationship with them. If they're having an event, if they're going to be at an event, go pull up on them. Introduce yourself. You know, just don't hit them up like, I need an interview. I need an interview or interview my artist. No, man. Bring something to the table. Say, hey, I want to sponsor a show. You know, I got a t-shirt line and I need some publicity. So how much do you charge to, you know, to do promo or so I can sponsor a show? And I can give you some of my shirts to wear and, you know, I'll give you a cash donation, et cetera. You know, come bring, introduce yourself doing some good business. All right. And I've learned that once you introduce yourself doing good business, that like all the time is not about money you're spending. It's, you know, once you build a relationship, you know, people are going to do things for you just because, you know, but always, you know, spend with your people. That's the only way that our platforms are going to grow. If you're coming to them, if they charge 50 or 100 for an interview, man, just pay the 50 or the 100 for the interview. That's how the platform can grow. That's going to allow them to grow bigger and bigger. Now they can run ads. Now they can get better cameras, better mics. They can reach out, you know, rent a better space. They could do more things. So break bread. You know what I'm saying? Show your appreciation. But build the relationship with them, right? And then this is what you do. This is how you take advantage of the list, all right? You build your relationship. So let's say you're an artist, all right? Let's say I'm an artist. Say I have a project coming out the end of January. So what I want to do now is I want to start tapping in with the platforms that are like on my level. You know, you don't want to tap in if you're doing hardcore headbuster rap, you don't want to tap in with suburban LA. They don't ever post anything like that, so you don't want to tap in with them. You want to tap in with people who post that type of stuff, you know. Or if you're an R&B singer, tap in with a platform that you see Speak Up JV. And just because I'm saying certain people right now doesn't mean that like I don't mess with anybody else. This is just who's on the top of my head. People who understand what I'm doing, they understand that. So don't be selfish and greedy just thinking like, oh, he didn't say my name, so he don't got no love for me. No, it's not like that. So like what you want to do is like just make a list of all the platforms, you know, that post the type of stuff, you know, or do interviews with the type of artist that you are, right? So then what you want to do is you want to create a press release. You could create a press release for free. All right, you can do this for free. Just go Google press release. Go look at some sample press releases for music releases. Then go to ChatGPT, and it'll create a press release for you. Just say, hey, my name is who, what, when, where, and why. Create me a press release. I have a new project coming out in January. This is my name. This is the name of the project. This is who's on it. These are some notables about the project. This is why I did it. Create a press release. When your album is about to drop, or your single, video, et cetera, product, when it's about to drop, tap in with the platforms. See, like, look on their page. Do they have an email address? If they have an email address, send them an email. Email them your press release and let them know you got a new project coming out and you're available to be interviewed. And I'm going to let you know a secret right now. Check it out. Most of these platforms, they don't mind interviewing you or doing something for a little bit of nothing, because they need content, they want content, right? So just support them, build the relationship with them, and approach them the proper way. The proper way is with a press release. Create a press release, send it to them. Don't just DM them, find their email, send it to that email. And if they don't get right back to you, in a week or a few days, hit them up with a follow-up email. But don't bug people and do nothing crazy, or start saying crazy stuff just because they don't get back to you. Remember, everybody is busy. Everybody has their own life, their own personal life, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all I got to say about that. Stay tapped in. Stay, if you really ready to learn about this business, the music business, marketing, entrepreneurship, stay tapped in. I'm going to stay dropping jewels. I have a lot of knowledge. I've been doing this for a lot of time. I've been very successful, very blessed to be very successful. I've worked with a lot of people. I've helped a lot of people make a lot of money. I'm very proud to say that, including my family, my baby brother, my little homies. All my little homies are well off, very successful, all off of the game and the knowledge that I went out into the world and got and brought back to my people. So stay tapped in, man. It's not just for them, it's for you too, all right? It's your man, Big Trap, DJ Crash, I'm out.